Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snap was good. Wade put it down. Moody tied the game. And we'll go to overtime.
Mike Tirico on the call. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. So I was at the stadium in the press box, being press box Paulson last night, Danny.
Oh, sure.
But it was brought to my attention by, 900 people that they couldn't say Marcus Mariota's name very well.
My goodness gracious.
What was going on there?
It sounds like one of those things where, and maybe this happened and I missed it, just the audio of it, but where Tirico or the play-by-play guy would go, and by the way, we talked to him this week, and it's actually Paulson, not Paulson. Like, somebody got a memo somewhere to do this. But Collinsworth, and to a degree Tirico, but it was really Collinsworth, was saying the T in Mariota like it was capitalized. Like it was emphasized. It was like the only bold letter in the entire name. For me, Mariota. And you're like, why? What? Like, one time, okay, he said his name 64 times, and each time, 64 for 64, it was like the T was the most important letter in human history. Bizarre.
Can you feel good about yesterday's loss, even though it's 7 in a row and 8 of 9? Now, I am a believer in not all losses are the same. So when you get absolutely blown out of your own building by the Seahawks and by the Lions and you have no answers, and if they have 10 drives, they'll score 10 touchdowns because you can't make a tackle, you can't cover anybody. That's very different than when you play the 10-2 Denver Broncos and you take them to the brink. The amount of times this team got off the mat, too. Like,
yeah.
Being that resilient at 3-8 is a tell that you care about your coach, this staff, that you are built with the right stuff. I'm talking about, like, a new snapper and a new kicker kicking a game-tying field goal to go to overtime at the horn. I'm talking about how many times over? Like, they got to go drive and get a field goal. All right, here's 18 plays, 71 yards to end the game. It's 20-20. Oh, now they went down the field and scored a touchdown in overtime. Now it's over. Oh, Washington goes right down the field. Well, now you got tackled at the one, and it's fourth and goal, so now it's not going to work out. And then you score. Time and time and time again. And by the way, I don't know, because I just haven't been able to listen, haven't heard one word all day, you know, what anyone's saying about this on air. But if there are people out there that are upset that they went for two, no. Try a new thing to care about this game. They 1,000% should have gone for two. That was 100% the correct decision by Dan Quinn. Playing to tie that game is useless. Playing to get even in that game and then put your defense back on the field so that a field goal loses you the game anyway would have been a joke. You're at home. You can end it there. You're 3-8, which is the whole point. That is the most obvious two-point conversion in this charade that's ever been. So I don't know if that's even been a take. I've seen a little bit of it online, but I'll just get ahead of that one real quick.
Yeah, I certainly don't have a problem going for it, especially because you're probably not getting the ball back. In other words, the best you can do there is tie, which isn't a great outcome for you in that moment, and you got a chance to win the game right there. Again, my default in general is to not go for two. I understand what the analytics are. I hate going for two unless I have zero time. I've mathematically eliminated from doing anything else.
But in that spot, but in that you're spot, going for two.
In that spot, I think I probably would have. Because I go, I there's about 3 minutes left. I'm not getting the football back. And I'm basically saying, Denver, you have a great chance to go win it.
Well, it's not even, I don't even think you have to worry about what the Broncos would do. You're not playing for a tie. You're either going to win or lose. You're 3-8. This is not a game that's going to make or break your playoff chances. It's as simple as, what would you make of playing this entire game and then just leaving the field with a tie? That makes no sense. So forget the Broncos for a second. There's 3 minutes left and you're probably going to lose. You didn't come here to tie. This thing's ending right here and right now, one way or the other.
I mean, for me, the entire calculus is what gives me the best chance to win, and that is that. Meaning sure. Going for it right there. Because, again, I do care about how much time's up from the clock, what the Broncos may or may not do. If it's, you know, if there's 8 minutes.
I care about
minutes,
that when I'm not 3-8. At 3-8, now it's literally a matter of we're not playing it. We've already run the most plays we've run since 2016 against the Cincinnati Bengals. We're not going to do this thing all night. Like we're not going to keep running guys out there and risking more injury. And, you know, in this basic preseason game, essentially, like you don't tie in the preseason. This is kind of the same deal. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Jay's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Did you feel better watching that really entertaining game last night?
What's up, guys? I appreciate it. Yeah, I think all is right with the world because Derek finally took collard greens. You guys had to make a big deal out of it for some reason. But for all the black people, thank you. He took a terrible trade, but I do think that was an HR violation. I think his boss was out pressuring him to make that
I'm
trade.
Not his boss. We're equals. But I will say it was the worst trade I've ever seen.
It was not a good one.
I've never seen a worse trade in my life. That was bad.
It was really bad. It was really bad. But I'm just going to give him a little bit of props. But, yeah, I loved the game yesterday. Like, this is how every game should be. It was perfect. Besides the Ben Sennett usage, who I'm disappointed in, I'm more excited about posting Yankoff than him. Like, that was, like, the perfect game. If we can do that every week, we have really good plays. Everyone gets the ball, and just so happens we are 1 point less than the other team, I'm good to go.
Jay, I think Derek
appreciate
wants
you,
to talk to you, so hang on a second. I will let everybody know that making the rounds last night at the game, the amount of people that had takes and thoughts on the Thanksgiving food draft.
There was a buzz.
Warmed my heart, so that's very good. Many of those people, by the way, many of them, told me that Darius made the worst trade in the history of the Thanksgiving Day food draft.
It's why you call, though.
It's why you pick up the phone.
Yep.
You have to make the call. When you think they're going to say no, you've got to just give it a whirl.
You have to ask.
And I didn't remember this, but people were like name-checking trades Ryan's made over the last couple of years that he's now off the hook. But the amount of just absolute, I don't know if Darius's ears were ringing last night, people coming up to me to just kill him at the game. It was a bountiful amount. It was a tough trade for old Darius. But he responded with an okay plate. If you missed any part of the very, very popular Thanksgiving food draft on Grant and Danny, you can grab that podcast wherever you get your audio. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing well, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
I was definitely on Danny's side here with the pronunciation of the name. It felt very much so Harry Potter Hermione-esque, where it's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Leviosa.
Leviosa, yes. It was,
oh,
it was
Mariota,
not
WNBC.
Do it just like I must does, WNBC. That's what it was doing. Yeah. So bad.
I couldn't get past it. It was every single time they mentioned him, it was horrible. But feel better about the game. The season still feels a little suspect, but the season felt like the referees last night. They were a little I don't know if they were feeling a Thanksgiving hangover, but they felt a little suspect as well.
Oh my gosh. So look, there were some calls that weren't very good. I just always think any kind of complaining about the referees looks to me like it's childish and ridiculous, and I'm not going to generally waste a lot of time with that. Here's what I will say. The running of the game, the managing of the game by that crew was terrible. Here's how bad it was. They should be on a call with their union or the league or whoever's in charge of dictating refereeing and how things are done on a national spotlight game with the 20-some million people watching, with the country tuned in last night. It wasn't up to the standard. It did not look right. You're saying it's second down, a third down when it's clearly second down and the chains are wrong, so now you've got to stop play to do that. There was a very, very, very obvious play that they let go, only to then have corrected basically after the next snap, like at the line of scrimmage when the Broncos threw a red flag. I'm trying to remember what the play was late in the game.
Well, so Mariota was down.
That's what it was. Yes.
And
he gets up.
The way he got down was he was tripped.
Yes.
Like the tripping occurred. They couldn't get that, missed that.
They missed that call.
So then, he was clearly down. So something, it's one of the things I would say in basketball, like the guy jumped up with the ball and it came down, he had the ball, but everyone's hands were in there. Something happened. You can't just let that go. Either a foul or a jump ball or something. So either it's a trip or a sack, and they called neither. And finally, Peyton's got to drop the flag and be like, he's down back there, dude. There was contact. Now, don't worry about the kind of contact it was, but he was down back there, and they figured that part out.
Totally. The other thing, though, is that pregame, this was noticeable in-house, and I don't know watching at home if you could tell this, but whoever the head referee was, the umpire that was making the announcements, he would turn on the mic mid-play a bunch during the game. So, like, over the press box, we have his mic blaring. So anytime it goes on, you just hear the natural sound and the whistles and the thumping of pads or whatever.
Interesting.
And so it was as if, I don't know, like a pocket dial, but, like, he would just, like, he had his finger on the mic or something, and he kept tapping it. But you could hear him yelling just throughout the night. It was as if, I was just like, what is this guy's deal? He was having a really, really rough night, is what I'm going to say. I thought the entire crew did. And in a national spotlight, someone's got to answer to that today. Not only some missed calls. I know they hated the intentional grounding call on the NBC telecast on Marcus Mariota on the final drive.
Yep.
I actually didn't think that was a bad call. But according to the rules expert, and those guys are wrong as much as they're right a lot of the time, but the rules expert, who should know the rules certainly better than I do, said if you're a receiver outside the numbers and the ball sails over your head, doesn't really matter how far over your head or how far out of bounds, that's now legal. And that's what happened. Terry falls down. He's outside the numbers. Mariota throws it 8,000 miles past him, clearly because he's about to get sacked. And according to the rules expert, it shouldn't have been intentional grounding.
Well, by that same standard, there was a play where I think Mariota threw a ball to sort of the right corner and lane broke the other way. If that's the standard for intentional grounding, then that was.
Right.
But that was clearly, to me, a miscommunication. He thought he was going right and he went left. I don't know who was right or wrong. That's not important. But there's no receiver in the area, so is that grounding too?
Or at the end of the game when they're throwing into the end zone, he's chucking it through the uprights 50 feet over Terry's head in the back of the end zone. Why is that any different than the one that you called?
Right.
And I'm not saying that should have been called.
I think none of them should have been.
Exactly. So, yeah, I just thought in general the crew's legislation of the action was terrible. They had very little feel, and all of their meetings went too long. It was rough to watch. Dave in Centerville, you're on Grant and Danny. How'd you feel about the Commanders losing a seventh straight but taking the Broncos to the brink?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you guys. I think you can feel good about it. I mean, at the end of the day, we improved our draft stock. We're not in the playoffs by any means at this point. And I think you saw a lot of good bright spots from, you know, the team, and we've gone embarrassed so many times on prime time. It's nice to go out there, compete, and look like a healthier version of what we could have been this season.
Totally.
But one thing that I want to specifically, like, point out, one player, he got killed a lot because of the schedule and the players that he faced at the beginning of the season. But Josh Connerly really seems like he's turning into a solid tackle and hopefully something more than that. Yeah, it was kind of trial by fire to start this season playing Micah, Max, all the Giants guys. And yesterday against the best defense in the league, top three pass rush, I think he had 55 pass snaps and he allowed one pressure. He had that hold at the end, but, you know, we ended up scoring anyways. But I think it's really nice to see him because a lot of people, NFL and Commanders fans, were blasting him to begin the season. He's a bust, this and this. He's turned out to be pretty solid since really since then. So
here, here.
Thanks, Mike.
I think there's a lot to take away from what was a really good phone call. But most notably, relax a little bit in the early weeks with these young kids playing positions where they're on an island. Corner, tackle, what have you. And I don't feel bad about, I actually said after one of the early games, it might have been Green Bay, let's sit him down, give him a couple week reset here with Max Crosby or whoever it was coming to
town. Yeah, it was Crosby the next week.
Play Wiley. And, you know, let's let him get him back out there in 2 or 3 weeks. Let's just reboot him a little bit. I still don't think that would have been a bad idea. But at no point did I, and I don't think most of the fan base, I don't know that anybody really worried about him long term. Like, if you watch him, the way he moves at his size with his footwork, he's got this baby face. He's very young. I mean, extremely young. This is what it looks like for a tackle that turns into a really good player. And I think they were always very confident. Remember, Cliff wrote the note and like put it on Dan's desk.
Yeah, he went full draft day on it.
Make sure you draft this guy. But you're right. He is coming to his own. He's playing a lot better. Still ups and downs. There's no doubt. There's going to be a bad game probably in the next five. But this is the trajectory that's reasonable to get to a point where you have a really, really good answer over the long haul, John Jansen, like right tackle.
Yeah, this is an end of round one, beginning of round two caliber player, which means there's still a little bit of raw clay there, right? The guys that are the top 10 finished products who are going to walk in and be Pro Bowlers from week number one, yeah, they went in the top 10. The guys that are in this range, it takes a minute, and there's still some faders that have to be turned up, but I think they will be. I really like him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.